we're ultimately, I think, not going to come out ahead. We're even not even going to come out the same. We're going to come out worse off, whereas, you know, those at the very top of the distribution are benefiting immensely. And, you know, the theory, I think some Republicans are sort of willing to admit that, but then they'll say, but, you know, it's ultimately still going to work out to the benefit of all of us because it's going to stimulate the economy. But I think that's actually nonsense as well. And the reason is very simple. The basis of the stimulus claim that they're making is that, oh, you know, corporations are going to be tax less, and so they're going to make a lot more investments, and that's going to, you know, boost economic growth and so forth. And likewise, those at the top of the distribution are going to invest more, and that's going to stimulate economic growth and so forth. That's the supply side theory. The idea is you're increasing the capital supply, so to speak, to the corporate sector, and so they're going to produce more, we're going to be made better off. But that's a rubbish claim. That's a nonsense claim, and we actually have 40 years of experience now on the basis of which to make that that statement. And the reason is very simple, and it's very easy. There's several things that one can point out. The first is that corporations, the corporate sector, is sitting on the largest piles of retained earnings cash in our history, right? There are literally trillions of dollars in retained earnings that are being held by corporations that they're not investing. So it's clearly they're not holding off on investing because they don't have enough money to invest. There must be another reason. And actually, the reason is very straightforward. It's that there's not enough purchasing power below the top of the distribution to warrant their investing anything, to produce anything, to sell to people. In other words, the demand side view of macroeconomic policy is much more sound. Corporations don't invest to produce more to sell unless they think people are going to be able to buy. And if you and I are paying more in the way of taxes, or at least are going to see our real incomes decline because our insurance premium go up as well, we're actually going to be buying less, not buying more. So there's absolutely no reason for these corporations to invest in more productive capacity or to employ more people or anything like that. Same goes for those at the top of those individuals at the top of the distribution who get these tax cuts. They're not going to invest them in companies that are producing stuff to sell because that's a losing proposition if the people who would be buying are actually not getting the benefit of tax cuts and, in fact, are even seeing their real incomes decline as a result of this. So what do they do? Well, what they'll do is they'll put that extra money into speculative investments in things like Bitcoin or other kinds of speculative financial instrument. And so what we'll see is more financial bubbles of various kinds. And you've probably been following, you know, what the price of Bitcoin has been doing in recent weeks. You know, it's been jumping up, you know, 100, 200%, you know, every couple of days, it seems. It's going up insanely high. And that's, of course, because it's essentially bubble investment that's taking place. That's the kind of quote-unquote investment that people at the top of the distribution do when they get a big tax cut. Because when you think about it, there's no reason for them to consume more. They already consume as much as they can, right? If you have 10 yachts and you get a big, you know, multi-million dollar tax break, you're not going to go out and buy an 11th yacht. You're going to invest in Bitcoin or some sort of speculative financial instrument, which leads, of course, to bubbles in the financial markets, even while down here at the lower end or at the, you know, below the top of the distribution, our consumer expenditures diminish. And things, of course, then get worse and worse as far as the employment side of the economy goes.